Blog Talk Radio.
La música de Harry Fry.
First of the month, pack is straight. Chicks is new, my rent is late. Fish is broke, I seen some shit today. Pray to God, I'ma flip away.
Work is moving slow. Bitches on my back, cable about to get cut off, and you busy talking about rap, waiting for the next tour to get a lump from off that. But till then, you niggas know where I'm at. Real rap, I went OT with some bulbs, came back, paid 5 months worth of bills, like I got it off a show. When real life, I got it off the flow. However you looking at it, it's the same shit though. Bankrolls, word of my marijuana, Mary Jane, a sneaky little bitch, Colombiana. Get a nigga rich, coming straight from the farmers. Put her with my man and send them both to the corner. Like they on timeout, but watch for patrollers in timeout. And don't be too thirsty to broadcast some dimes out. Go hard or get the fuck off the floor.
J7 shit, nigga.
Say no more.
First of the month, pack straight. Chicks new, my rent is late. Fish the brew, I seen some shit today. Pray to God, I'ma flip away.
A trap hall, trap hall,
a trap hall, trap hall,
a trap hall, trap hall,
a trap hall, trap hall.
Go hard or get the fuck off the floor.
J7 shit, nigga.
Say no more. Yo, I always been a hustler, cool with all my customers. Young nigga, old soul, all the junk to fuck with ya. Cooking up some shit to make my whole block bubble up. All the way trill like the real nigga tumbler. Shout the Lamborghini nigga, Stevie to the Evie to the ASAP. Niggas better greet me when they see me with the two fingers, throw it up. Serving fiends, fold the bucks. World gave me hell, so I couldn't give more fuck. Look at how I'm showing up and showing out. Purple smoke blowing out. Goon with a gold mouth, trapping out a lone house. Barry, get them hoes out, really get the moles out. We gon' take the old route, this what Harlem known about. Get it with the X or the Molly, even worse. Go to work on the verse, that's a body. Mr. Body, yeah, the body is here. Approach the lobby with fear. Fuck the world, I'm catching homies this year. Hey.
First of the month, pack straight. Chicks new, my rent is late. Fish be broke. I seen some shit today. Pray to God I'ma flip away.
A trap hall, trap hall,
a trap hall, trap hall,
a trap hall, trap hall,
a trap hall, trap hall.
Go hard or get the fuck off the floor.
J7 shit, nigga.
Say no more.
It's your boy Ari Mo. Welcome to Cages and Turnbuckles Podcast. I got the homies on. Kenny Ken, Lionel, what's going on with y'all boys?
Kenny Ken in the building.
What'd you say?
I'm in the building. I'm in the building.
What's good? What's good? Yo, Eddie, you on?
Oh, Cages!
Let's go. Let's go for real. I'm turnt tonight, son. We got a good – I felt it was a good, pretty ending to the show, but you know what I'm saying? We finally got the podcast going for one of the dopest Facebook groups on in the internet right now, son, for real,
that's
for real. But first but not least, I'm just going to say, let's give thanks to the, you know what I'm saying, the chairman of the board, Anthony McCool, for setting up the Facebook group that made this podcast possible, you know what I'm saying, for even the thought of it. So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to him. But yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Let's go around the table real quick. Once again, just give our names, you know what I'm saying, our names on Facebook. Let's go start myself. This your boy, Ari Mo. Same thing on Facebook. That's Ari Mo, A-A-A-R-R-I-M-O. That's good. It's your boy. Going to next. What's good, Kenny Ken? Let them know who you are.
You're regular, man. I beat him.
Yeah, you gotta get a little better with the phone. We can't hear you.
Oh, you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, you know, it's Kenny Ken. You know, nigga with the update post. I'm on every update post. I make it SmackDown, Raw, pay-per-views, every and anything. NXT sometimes. You be lit, man.
Fact. That's definitely a fact. And most of our, I ain't gonna say most, but all of our posts be lit. We make them joints lit. But let's go on to the next host. Let's go on to the nigga, my nigga Larnell. What's good, homie? Let him know who you are on Facebook. All that.
It's Larnell, aka Walt Keegan, aka We Don't Fuck With Sean Gunn, Billy Michaels, aka Nikki, aka Chavo Sidekick.
This nigga is stupid.
La Familia.
And
that's
another thing,
fact,
nigga, what is the name of the podcast? Is it Cajun and Turnbuckle Podcast or We Stupid Idiots Podcast?
Yo, I think that's what we're going to keep our
because I'm really
we might have to get Stupid Idiots real quick.
Stupid Idiots, we need to hurry up and get on that for real. No patents, we gotta get on real fast. As soon as you said that, I was literally sitting there looking at my phone, thinking of a name. Stupid Idiots just go, because I just saw Stupid Idiotsville for some reason. I like, just ran across in my brain, Dudleyville, Stupid Idiotsville. I was like, yo, wait, that might be funny as hell, son. And then
yo,
he I'm like, yo, come on, son.
People pay attention to.
We are the Stupid Idiots Podcast.
Sips.
I'm with it, yo. But yo, man, let's yo, Eddie, yo, let them know who
man.
You are. You know what I'm saying? Let them know who you are on the in, on the page, all that, son.
Yo, man, it's your boy Bauer. It's Eddie Bauer on FB. What's it? Facebook.com/Bauer.logo. Follow me eventually at Zay Hoods. Everybody know I'm the goddamn Spider-Man. I'm from the internet, so if you want to trace my location, just go to your nearest computer. Yo, wrestling, man. I didn't get to see the last 30 minutes of Raw, but we in the building, so somebody please fill me in, you wackadoos.
This thing is so
word, man. Let's get into it, man. Actually, let's start from the beginning. I was pretty spotty in the beginning. If whoever was full through, I caught up a little bit later,
but
whoever was all the way through with it, go ahead and take it.
Y'all know how I feel about these cats, man. Black Power, New Day, and I think they came out first. Yo, y'all know how I feel about them, man. They're my sons, but they came
New
out.
New Day's the GOATs right now.
Yo, they're just funny, man, and they have to do everything Vince is telling them, and they're doing it right. It's to the point where it doesn't even matter what they're doing. Vince is kind of just thumbing up everything. But, yeah, we
had Vince doing it anymore, because Vince is not making those jokes. I know that for a fact. No
man.
Writer backstage is making those jokes. I think New Day is I think he just let them do what they got to do. Because what they come up with is just gold every time.
It's pretty funny, man. It's some of that shit is borderline, but, you know, it's a show for everybody. So that's why I can't, like, rock with some of the fans or whatever.
Yeah.
But either way, recap. It,
they make a lot of jokes for the millennials.
Go ahead, finish. And if anybody remembers some details, please step in. The New Day came out, and they talked for a little while, and We gotta go into that conversation real quick. These niggas literally have to be surfing Twitter all day.
Because these niggas really be hitting everything that's trending, son, and be having me dying, son.
Straight DNA jokes.
Son. My nigga, they do it, but they funnier than DNA. That's the thing, my nigga. Son, the nigga said, I got on. I got fallen and I can't get up 12. Son, I'm in the car crying. In the car, I'm watching it on my phone.
Keep the recap. First episode, we're going to keep this rolling. So they did their thing. They had their spots. They talked about the orthopedy. Does anybody else remember some of them names, though? Like, you said
The Life Alert Jones. He said orthopedies. He said what was the one? Damn, son, I'm tight because I couldn't remember all them. They was damn near just, oh, you just said the old man shoe, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, yeah,
they was dope. The Seinfeld kind of had me.
The Seinfeld 7, I think it was.
The Seinfeld, that was it. I think that's the one fucking Enzo said, I think. The Seinfeld, Enzo had me dying.
Yo, Enzo, Enzo and Big Cass, they came out, that was perfect. They was going to go back and forth. And then we
I was so gassed.
Yo,
I'm going to be the villain of the podcast. I'm going to have to be the villain of the podcast because this nigga Cass is trash. I'm just
No, go ahead. Go ahead. No, so no, let's say his point. Say his point.
Yo, I think it's just that Enzo writes his stuff for Big Cass. I think that's what, and Cass got a ghostwriter.
What he's saying isn't bad. It's he has that Triple H slow ass delivery, and you know, and that guy,
But yo, at least Hunter was funny, though, man. Hunter used to have me crying back in the day.
Nah, you know what?
Come on. No homo. This nigga had a, like, you guys remember, the 90s was, like, mainly dick jokes. You know what I'm saying? So this nigga had won every single show when him and Sean was going, my nigga. Every single show he had went in the arsenal.
That was that throwback, man.
I'm not arguing that he doesn't get his joint written for him, because I think that's something they already came accustomed to since the NXT day. Like, we know he's not, you know what I'm saying? He's only going to give you a little portion.
That's obvious.
Right.
Did y'all see the Mark remark? Y'all got to look up the Mark remark and see him talk about Extreme Rules, because he definitely knocked Big Cass's promos out of the park. Long story short, I think it's like he showed a little kid.
He exposed himself once. No, you good. You good. This your boy, Ari Mo. I just think he exposed himself kind of sort of once Enzo was injured. And then we seen him on the mic, and we was like, okay, yeah, we know he's the enforcer in the ring and such like that. Now that we see him back together, it's like, okay, now that he had to really start doing some talking, now he's going to have to continue with it, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't want him to just fall right back into what he was doing. Now that he has some little quirks here and there. I'm not mad at it. It's just that nigga better start practicing, because some of those shit is not hitting, my nigga.
I see a split coming soon. They might split this Sunday. I could see that.
They going to split?
Yeah, I could see the split coming soon.
But no, somebody in the post said, yo, I'm with it. Enzo versus Xavier, SM6. I'm with it, my nigga.
You said split, not spit. You're funny.
Split?
Yeah, they gonna split up. If you a clown, no, they not gonna rap. Leave that to Bo.
Yo,
it'll be lit. I think.
How many posts have we had where we seen top three on the mic? Enzo, KO, Xavier. Enzo, KO, Xavier. Enzo, KO, Xavier. I needed to see more of that segment, man.
Reading a book. It said,
Only one of them niggas is on my top three mic, and that was Xavier. KO's nice. All right, dry spots. Enzo's cool.
I think KO's. I'm gonna start really paying attention to some of these jokes on some Rusev shit, because it is a lot of dry spots, and I mean, like, man, some of this shit just be having me with the straightest faces, man. And I try my
best
to really rock with it.
Well, this thing is, I remember, like, some of these dudes, they kind of, like, out of the whack. Like, they on a bus 365 of the year, so they ain't really tuned to most of the, you know what I'm saying, trendy or funny shit. That's why I think the New Day gets to us a lot, because they on that trendy shit, so they see they know what we think is funny and shit like that for a lot of the millennials and all that type of shit, which I think is dope, because they're actually paying attention to see what they can get over.
They don't come with the same jokes all every week.
I think the issue with these guys is, like, with their promo ability, I think that it's really in how they're conveying what they're saying. Like, notice how Enzo was trying to say everything in punchline form maybe like 2 weeks ago. You know, he was saying, well, I may be like this, but I tell you I'm like this. Because I'm just like that. And it's like, man, if you don't get it, because the jokes was getting cornier every time he would do it, but you would notice that. So, you know, just start paying attention to some shit like that. Like, you know, Jay sounds a lot more comfortable on mic. And I think that's what might be, you know, really us reaching out to all of us as far as this demographic goes. But New Day had their total dry spots too. Like, I'm not going to sit here and sound like, you know, one of these fanboys. I'm the fan thing. But they, you know, they had to do certain things. I know that creative was behind it, or at least had a lot of the fingers in it, because, I mean,
I can't agree with that, man, because I think some of the shit they say is like, let's keep it a buck. It's something that more so Black America, Black Twitter, like all that stuff, that's a weird game, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the past, the Beyonce joint, the DM, like, come on, son. Like,
oh, that shit had me rolling.
So we gonna probably have a talk. Oh yeah, that was great. DM definitely open.
Great,
but
let's move on to the next segment though.
Yeah. So they move on. So they move on. We get all the guys coming out.
To the next segment. Before we move on to the next segment.
Yo, them niggas should not be singing. Oh, what's going on?
Yo, hold on. One thing. I'm sorry. Before we move on. I'm mad at Gallows, man. He got me mad, son. I thought he was gonna come back with some fire material. Yeah, he had the weak. That was the nigga who had the weak ass joke with his segments,
what
son.
Did he
that
say
was
again,
doo-doo.
Man? Can you remember what he said?
He said something trash, bruh. Something so trash. I was just like, K-Sean voice, boo, nigga.
I was definitely watching, but these guys, like, they, I'm still waiting for, like, the beat-ups, you know what I'm saying? I think we're going to have to wait a little, couple more pay-per-views so these guys will really start running through niggas, though, because, I mean, they get in their spots here and there, but I feel like the first time we're really going to see them in a squash match is either going to be against the Bocce Dragons or them damn Gwalas. Gwalas.
Gwalas. But, yeah, man, so... We got a good matching with the from the win with the from what was it, New Day versus the club, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, 8-man.
Yeah,
it was cool.
it was a big
man. Took that shit.
Hold on. Before we continue, this is the big thing for me right now. Since we in the new era, what consists of the new era? Because I'm so confused on, is this like a mix between Attitude and PG or something? Because
there's no new era. There is no such thing as
stop
new
it,
era.
Y'all.
Nothing
you know what?
Changed.
I totally see how this is going to happen. We're going to have the hater. It's okay. I'm going to be the advocate.
Nothing.
How about that? First week,
nothing.
CNC
we
podcast.
We can do this.
Oh, you know,
hold on,
okay.
Come on.
Okay. I'm
one person at a time. One person at a time.
Definitely.
Because niggas is cussing. I'm confused. Niggas is cussing. They use a lot. Sex jokes.
Yeah. I mediated out a little bit, but look, go ahead. We got Eddie up with as you were talking, Eddie.
I'm right here, man.
That's what I'm
But I'm gonna be the mediator for these guys. Well, at least for the product. I don't think it was a bad ending. You know what I mean? I think it was a pretty cool ending to the match. I think it's good heat for the guys. And going into Sunday, you know, as far as, like, the, quote, go-home Raw goes, I think it was a good way to keep everybody at least on the edge of their seat with who's going to win. Like, there's no real clear victor or something, like, as far as predictions go. I'm going to go with my boys, but...
That's a fact. I can't tell who's winning.
Yeah, I mean, I could see any one of the teams, and I'm even though this cat needs not sing... whatever damn void villain number two.
Aiden English.
Yo, my God, it's great heat. I can't stand that shit. I'll be watching with headphones, so it's like, oh my God,
yo.
Is he really holding this note this long, son?
Yo, don't talk about my man Aiden, bro. He holding that team. Yo, he's really holding that team down, bro. For real.
Are you just stand out one
because
of the
as far as being on mic and getting heat, that's what the work is. You gotta get heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
you
mean?
Gotta make people sure that people hate you.
Yeah, you gotta make
them
mad. You know, and I was pissed off when he was doing that singing.
What's the other one?
Simon Gotch.
I think Simon is way better than Aiden.
I can't tell. I like him in the ring.
He needs more fierce
in the ring. He needs a single push.
Maybe, but once he gets better on the mic, like they have to get that chemistry better because Aiden is good on the mic and he's cool in the ring. As to, you know what I'm saying, Simon is not as good on the mic. I really don't like his voice, but that's just me. It's something I don't, that's my personal thing. But
it's preference. It's okay.
He's very, very fierce in the ring. We'll see what the fuck he did to Enzo. But, you know what I'm saying, he's definitely a very aggressive in the ring. I like that out of him, you know what I'm saying? It gives me that raw.
The beat-ups, that
I like them
because
they give me that William Regal fit. They're like William Regal split in two.
Good comparison.
You know,
I hope they listen to this so they can hear us talk about this shit.
That's the only reason why I've been vouching for them in a group. Only reason. They give me that feeling.
I like them after the – I forget what show they did, but I seen them come out, and it was – it was one of them – it was definitely this year, but they came out, and it was the first – they after the UK show or during the UK show, whatever it was, the last show NXT did out there was, like, my first time really watching these guys, and I was kind of hooked from the entrance. You know, like, it was an old-school feel. And it's like, wow, this is a hilarious bit of wrestling, you know, like – like it's entertainment. So
I got it.
See
it was more original.
And then the black and white is like, you know what? That we good, yo. Just jump in. We as long as we have a little bit of order, we can do whatever we want. You know what I mean? It's all good. But yeah, they're a pretty cool team. I don't want them with the belts, but if they got the belts, I would be mad for the right reasons. You know what I mean?
I
don't fuck with them, but you know, if they got the belt, I'd be mad for the right reasons. You know,
I was mad for the wrong reasons.
The belt.
It's too early for them.
It's way too early. I think that's something we all could agree with, though. That's too early.
Yeah, one of them is
for the Vault villains. Yo, Nell, you mad quiet, man. What you think about this this bout, man? How you think the ending, all of that?
I'm not gonna say it's not. Either the belt should go to the New Day or the Bullet Club. I think we need a roster split ASAP. It's too many tag teams. It's getting kind of crowded. And then they bring it up. Supposedly they bring it up. Abel and old buddy to the roster as well. Coming up real soon.
Man, say my man Jordan, man. My man
Jordan.
Young Black Kurt.
It's already been. It's pretty much already kind of solidified from what I'm hearing. Is they on their way up? That's why they lost at the NXT.
Yeah, that's a definite. Them boys ain't ready yet.
But they just got jumped by those two Samoan linebackers. You seen that?
Yo, D'Lo and oh my god,
D'Lo and like two D'Los. I ain't gonna lie, it looked like two D'Los.
That's
your
Umaga.
I'm like, yo, they probably D'Lo. D'Lo is swole. That nigga went to the fucking chamber of youth. The Lazarus kid, yo.
Come on, that was. Are you joking? Was that really D'Lo?
Nah, that wasn't D-Lo.
Y'all talking shit.
This nigga stupid.
I'm caring. Everybody getting a nickname. That's another thing. Not y'all. Y'all already know how I do it most of the time. But most of these wrestlers get nicknames, and they go up and down. Like right now, Colin is kind of still on my list after that Jericho slap. I'm still not over it. And they said Colin sound like he a nervous kid on like in the middle of class trying to deliver his like book report. It was hilarious. Y'all got to see it. But that's what I'm saying. They really playing Colin. Nobody cares about Goggles, but we'll get to the ladies later. What came after that match with those guys? Did we get to the soap opera part yet?
No, I think we got Kane. Kane came back, surprisingly. That came left field.
It's always good to see. Yeah, it's always good to see how the E lets these guys go away for a while because we hear the fans not liking them anymore. And it was totally Kane and Cena when it was on that boat about 6 months ago. It's like, you know, we just don't want to see y'all come out anymore.
Yeah.
That's where I disagree. That was not Kane's issue. Kane's issue was he's pussified. Nobody wants to see Kane no more because he's pussified.
he's a corny character.
I've been
That's
on
why want to see
Kane. That Kane is more remixed than R-Truth theme songs, man.
Give me 2005 Kane, and I will watch that every damn day with no issue. But this,
yeah,
the corporate Kane was demon Kane is cool for a minute, but Kane is not something you should have.
I like the corporate just because it's like everybody's walking around in a suit and all the rest of these niggas walking around in tights. So it's like we're totally already in. The reason why I like the dynamic, but we could, like, I would love to sub King for Ziggy. Oh, shit.
What
you,
came out?
As far as authority goes. Ziggy
could hear
coming
you
out.
Breaking
well,
up a little
Dolph
bit.
Out, oh, my bad. Well, Dolph Ziggy will be coming out in
Kane out for
Dolph.
What about Billy Michael?
I would like to see that.
Billy Michael's trash. Next.
Yeah. Let him live. Give him some.
But no, let's stay on track and stuff. Bullet Club winning, going into Money in the Bank. We all, you know what I'm saying? We all had our predictions. I feel like Bullet Club might take it. You know what I'm saying? But maybe I was about to say it's a little bit in the back of my head that's feeling like they might do the same thing they're doing with AJ, saying it's too early, and saying like, damn, dude, they might still retain because all three of them dudes, they might still give them the it's too early thing. You know what I'm saying? Because Phil, Enzo, and Cass are tag team material yet.
I think that the club is going to win, but they're not going to win at Money in the Bank. They're going to win the next time AJ has a shot at the title, that's when they'll win. And they'll just do a clean sweep at that pay-per-view. I don't know when that's going to be, but I think they're just going to do a clean sweep at whenever AJ has his next title shot.
Did I get hung up on?
No, we here still.
Oh, all right, cool.
Y'all good?
Oh, yeah, we Gucci. My bad. I just had to get my light in. So okay, I can light the stove.
What's after the Bullet Club match? That was the...
I thought you said Kane came out.
Yeah, Kane came out. They had a little segment, which was kind of cool. It was
all right. You know, right. I think they flushed Stephanie's face turn down the toilet, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it's over. Like, she's talking shit. Talking shit to Shane. Here's a question. Raw, SmackDown, Steph or Shane, who y'all like?
Give me Steph on SmackDown, man. I just think
that's what I was thinking. I was thinking more like it would be pretty generic to have Shane on Raw, but I mean, that was kind of like the whole point for WrestleMania, right?
Right. So, you know, I think they're going to
talk about WrestleMania. WrestleMania was a joke this year. We're not going to talk about WrestleMania.
Well, I guess I'm getting to what WWE is saying, we're getting WrestleMania 2 on Sunday, so let's see if they hold their
right.
bargain up on that. So,
I got a lot
that,
of
but
I
think
ever. I can't help it.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think with Shane and Steph, I mean, I think they kind of are both, you know, saying in the background, like minus all personality. I think they both are having that same vision with the new era and doing this split. They really might, you know, saying like. I know with SmackDown, I have a feeling they're kind of going to go almost the same route as they did before with kind of giving some of the guys that wouldn't get as much burn on Raw on SmackDown. But these are guys that definitely deserve the push, a la Sami Zayn, AJ Styles, Apollo Crews, these type of guys. I say him because they're obviously pushing him already. Like, he's obviously getting that push, but he's not going to get it on Raw. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah, Apollo can't get that on Raw. He's not enough. You know, it sucks because, you know, in them packages right after, you know, not WrestleMania 2, like, you know, being in the cities they was in, nobody cared about Apollo, and then they showed everything he was capable of in all of his video packages directly before he came out. So everybody was like, oh, it's Bobby Lashley. You know, like, I could tell that's how that L.A. crowd felt. Well, whatever it was after shit.
Let's keep it a rack. He has a little bit more variety in his moveset than a Bobby Lashley.
Absolutely. He's talented, but you have to think like this, too, because advocating for the product, for a while, at the start of the year, KO would only be going up against – well, Neville's went up against KO, and he was going crazy, doing 450s off the damn barricade, jumping through shit. He was doing a lot. Go back, watch that if you got Bhutan or whatever. But in other matches later on, you would see Neville only doing his regular shit but wasn't doing too many flips and stuff. And it's like, wow, most of these other talents that these guys are going against can't handle that. You see what I mean? Like, they'll fuck around and hurt everybody in the ring if they try to catch a nigga doing, like, a goddamn corkscrew moonsault or something. So they're not really going to throw too many talents at each other at the same time.
They did the vertebra breaker. You heard you seen about that post about them about Seth Rollins doing the vertebra breaker?
I
wonder what's going to happen with that.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing. I still need to know how these guys get their moveset. I don't know if they pay for them or not.
Pay? Nah.
That's what I mean. I don't know. Because it's too many questions and it's too much shit. Like, how can Roman not do more power looking moves? And I don't even want to get on
told,
that bum ass nigga.
It's told what he's being told what to do. Like, they write the match for him.
The crucifix power bomb he did was great. Now, why can't we let him do some backbreakers? Like, why can't he do an Irish first backbreaker?
Because Sheamus does that.
Simple. But now here's the thing. Why can't he do something close to it? You know what I mean? Like, if we switched the Roman Reigns moveset with KO moveset, it would look way better. Just saying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A lot of guys who used, like, Kevin Owens, his match with John Cena, he was doing crazy moves, but now he's just headlock master.
Yeah.
He's headlock master. I mean, come on, let's make it reality.
If KO was still doing, you know what I'm saying, the ringside power bombs, Vince would be fearing that most of his guys will have back injuries. You know, most of his rosters.
I'm not saying he has to do that, but he definitely
do other moves.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm saying Vince fearing that he doesn't want his roster out with injury, so he's going to try to do that to the minimal as possible. You know what I'm saying? Try to
negate
that. Everybody
as possible.
No,
these guys are wrestling every day. Every day.
That's bullshit.
It is.
No, it is. But this is what we see right now.
Vince don't want certain niggas to shine. So certain people can't do certain things just off the fact of he don't want you to be too over.
Can't say that. Cause remember, come on, man. AJ Styles killed a nigga, if I'm not mistaken, with his move. Broke the nigga's neck or something like that. Like, and he's still doing the move. So we can't really say that. You know what I'm saying? We've been waiting for that nigga to do that. As soon as he did it, we was in. So I think it's just certain moves that he's looking out for that could really fucking nigga up. Like, I don't – when we heard about the move with AJ Styles, you know what I'm saying, fucking one dude up, I think he killed him. I don't remember or some shit like that. But
he broke his
neck.
Where are you getting this killed from?
I mean, I think I'm mixing up that in the Rey Mysterio joint, the Rey Mysterio thing.
Rey Mysterio killed the nigga.
Yeah, but he broke his neck, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, hold on. That's not fair to AJ. That's not fair to AJ.
No, I'm saying it's not fair. It's not fair, but people were saying that, you know what I'm saying, the move was low-key banned, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know what I'm saying, people were fearing that he wasn't going to be able to use it in WWE, and then he was able to use it.
The dude who broke his neck is a sloppy worker who's hurt other people before, and the simple fact of the nigga was trying to hate on AJ, so when AJ did the move, the motherfucker didn't raise his head. He curved his head, and that's how he broke his neck. On some goofy shit.
That's a fact.
Talk those facts, then. Talk that fact. You know what I'm saying? You got it.
It's just like Bob Harley sandbagging a damn powerbomb.
Yo.
Broke his whole neck.
That was such a great clip, man. I'm sorry.
That shit.
I don't thrive off negativity in real life. Only on the internet.
I thrive in reality.
Man, this is the internet.
Let's move on to the next.
Next segment. Get Kane the fuck out of here. Next.
Okay.
Shut him down early. That was hilarious. Cool. I'm glad that he kind of listened to him and such like that. Said they were bonding with him.
Baker, though.
Oh my God!
Reference letter from Taker. I was listening to a Jericho podcast with Brian Gewirtz or whatever he pronounces his name as. He was a big writer in the E for a while back when like they only had a couple of them, and he was telling a story about how they have, like, wrestler's court in so many words. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but it's literally, like,
oh, yeah.
The backstage stories, man. And it's, like, you know, Taker is the judge and JBL is the bailiff and shit like that, you know. And it's, like, really cool because it's, like, the backstage hierarchy. You know what I mean? So whatever we were saying, I got a part of me. If y'all can just jog my memory, I mean, it was a little preoccupied. That shit, whatever y'all saw. Oh, with Kane and, yo, the reference letter from Taker, that's what's so funny about it because it's like, Taker's like the man backstage. Everybody knows that. So for him to come through with a reference letter from his quoted brother, you know, storyline-wise, that shit was hilarious. Oh, man, they know how to plug a lot of, you know, WWE's a total business. You know, like, we're corporate now, you know? Like, but, yeah, what happened after Dan Kane? A commercial? And then what?
Another commercial?
Yeah, right. That was a good one.
I think it was the second hour after that. And we started with the Ambrose Asylum.
Oh, man, the Ambrose Asylum.
That sure,
it's been a while. It was a little underwhelming as far as New Orleans went. Like, they were a great crowd, but I think Vince was banking on the crowd reacting to the stories, and it wasn't happening, especially for the Shield, because we've seen all three of these guys in variated matches for, like, the past however long they've been here now. And,
yeah.
I mean, I just came back last year. Last year started 2015, and I can notice, like, no, these guys, like, everything you see is one of these three or two of these three, if not all three of these three, in a match, / main event. And to have all three of them in the ring today, like, that's why they do so many promos, in my opinion, at it. Like, yeah, they used to be in the Shield. They used to be in the Shield.
Yeah, but
and the
crowd, yo, can we talk about that real quick? Can we talk about the video package? How do you guys feel about the video packages? Kenny, how you feel about them?
The video package last week, they were fire. I like those. I really like those. They made Seth look like a baby face, though, so I was kind of iffy on that. But it was still good, though. I enjoyed them. But my problem
now,
with
now,
this
what you
week
think,
was...
Man? Oh, my bad, G. Go ahead, continue.
No, I was saying that this should have been the last segment to
I
end
with that, too. That's what I was saying.
Like,
I
that
was almost nervous about missing the main event, but I was like, oh, shit, it's just these two again. Like, Jericho and Ambrose. I was like, oh, never mind. But exactly.
Proud of that match.
Yeah, definitely
over it. Over it.
Definitely should have been my ass.
All right,
that was it for me. I was good with the thumbtacks. I thought that shit was crazy. I did not expect it. I knew it was something crazy was going to happen. I seen the thumbtacks. I seen it like a day late, and I'm like, oh, shit. Like, that's cool. They, you know, at least took it kind of there. And that's how I know they're trying to go a new direction with that new era or whatever. But, man, I'm so over these two, man. This shit is getting as bad. Like, Jericho does this shit. And it's not Jericho. It's backstage. Like, they throw Jericho
at
everybody.
We're going to get to that. That's the last thing.
We talking about the video packages. My bad, y'all.
Yeah. Hold your bars.
You're
stuck around. But, video packages. Since you already, you know, into it, you know, go ahead, Eddie. How you feel about the video package that you're setting up for
Well, I mean, like, last week's with the whole documentary bit, I appreciate how they're going that direction with doing things. And as far as this week's goes with reminding everybody, like, maybe, like, the newer fans and, like, the kids and stuff, like, hey, look, these guys were the baddest. And I was going for years not watching. My boy that I used to watch with when he was younger, he was telling me, like, look, man, these three guys, man. I'm like, I ain't giving no fucks about these niggas. They sound like some bodies. They gonna break up and get beat up. And then I watched, and these video packages kind of swayed my opinion. Like, of course, throughout the time watching and hearing about them, I'm like, okay, I get more respect for them. But then seeing them with the masks and, you know, with these little shirts on and looking like, what is these niggas? It just looked really good. So I don't have a problem with the, you know, the way they're trying to, you know, build it up again. But I just need to see some kind of crazy culmination by the end now, because it's like, they just show, like, it's a pot and it's a lot of stuff inside the pot, guys. And then what is
good.
It?
Nah,
man,
I definitely,
you know, so
I definitely
we'll see what happens. Like, somebody needs to get a belt and it needs to be really interesting. It should not be Roman. I don't care if Dean or Seth get it, but we need to see somebody, like, he needs to get that belt off of him ASAP. The fans will start liking him more if he gets the belt off him now at this point, and then gets it back.
No, he cannot. No. Roman is already a 3-time WWE champion. He cannot be a 4-time WWE champion. With his
character. We ain't going to talk about WrestleMania. We can't talk about how many times he's been champion in like 2 weeks, though.
But no, honestly, he has to go that 6-7 months, you know what I'm saying, without the belt at least, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Going
really.
To another, going to another manager.
Get to the back of the line. He lost the match and then was like number one contender, dog. Come on, man. I'm not hating. I don't hate on Roman. I just really dislike the direction.
I like this.
You know,
I don't
like
his push. I don't like
exactly.
His push.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like, he could be doing a lot of other things, not even as a mid card, and we'd respect it. Like he could be. Remember back in the days, guys. I'm partly for talking because we're gonna get right to the next. Like I think Ronell ain't dropped his idea yet with the promos, but you know, if we remember back in the day, Stephanie or you know Foley or whoever would come out, Regal as commissioners or whatever would be, you know, and now you're gonna fight The Undertaker or Big Show, and the crowd would be like, oh, shit, you got to fight a big nigga now. That could have been Roman. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's not Roman now because we have him in main event matches, and he's like one of the bigger guys on the roster right now, and it's like we're just having him in the main events. It's almost like wasting all of the matches on him in so many ways. But he's not main event anymore. They're trying to you called it, Kenny. I don't like this push right now. It's just ugly.
Yeah. I think he could have been built up better than he was, but I'm liking him now as champion now. Well, I'm liking his matches. I'm not liking him, but his matches with AJ were fire.
He could have had better punches. Instead of choosing clotheslines, he could have chosen punches.
They pick it for him.
Yeah. I'm gonna have small gripes. Like that's gonna be my. I think I'm gonna do that with Roman because it's like anything I say big would be like is gonna be a real argument for it. So it's the small things really that count with Roman. That really just don't get him over with me. And I think ultimately the fans, you know, like he's doing regular clotheslines. He's saying he's gonna bring the big fight. Okay, you're gonna bring the big fight, but what is it? Clotheslines, one really big move, and a table spot. Well, how do you feel about those, what's the Muslim cats called? The Shield promos?
The shit is boring and overdone. It's time to let that shit ride. We know they're in the Shield. It's time to let it to move progress and just progress forward.
Put them back together if we're going to have it this much.
Nah, everybody needs to go their own way. That is
whatever. Something different than this right now.
Roman is probably going to, I don't know. I think Roman should lose. I know he should lose the title. I'm not sure
Vince's
if he's
revenge.
Going to lose the title.
Vince's revenge. I don't even want to speak the reality on it, but we kind of already know how Vince going to do this, man. I think Vince going to let it rock, man.
I don't
Vince
think
so. Vince
is
going to let his man win. Triple H and Steph had their time. They ran ratings into the ground when they was in charge of shit. Now all of a sudden, a Roman champ, and everybody hates Roman, but everybody's talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So why not leave the belt on him?
The WWE was in a better place when Steph was a champion. What do you mean?
Well, I was listening to that Wink podcast, and they would drop the little Nielsen ratings every week, and it would be next to them complaining about everything on the show. The ratings would kind of speak. You know what I mean? So when they're down at, like, the 2.3s and the 2.1s, when, you know, maybe 3-4 years ago, it was, like, maybe average, and I don't know, but I think maybe a 3.5 or whatever. You know, and this is nothing compared to, like, the Attitude Era days. At the 2.1, like, a 2.0 was about as bad as it got. 1.9, you know what I mean? Lowest I heard since, like, 98, if my memory serves correct or whatever. But it's like, dog, they was doing – I wasn't mad at the show, but people wasn't happy with the show neither. You know what I mean?
But that's not really Seth's fault. If you look by...
Oh, nah, that's not Seth's fault. Nah, not at all. If anything, that's why I started liking Seth. He had most of the TV time.
If you look at the views as far as, like, when they're on, Seth has high view ratings.
Yeah.
Roman D-rated is up there, but that's more due to the female.
Yeah, girls and kids, man.
But definitely a higher rating. But now, yeah, I would say that the ratings are probably higher at that point in time, but that's because there's a lot more talent with Roman.
Man, we got a lot more going on, so I think the rate is going to be higher. Russo
but
left
the thing
us,
is,
but
yo,
I'm
yo,
not
really
listening anymore. But go ahead.
But yo, let's get ready to let's get a little bit more into the Ambrose podcast. I mean, the Ambrose Asylum. How'd you guys feel about how it's set up? Man, I thought the game was pretty lackluster in the beginning of it, and towards the end it really turned up once they really started like once Seth started talking that shit, I got into it. And Roman, I was like, okay, this is some good Roman. I like this Roman on the mic right here. Like, I think you need Roman to have to be in more. It has to be a story set up for him to be more believable on the mic. He has something to really go off of with emotion and all that type of such. This was some good mic work from Roman this week.
Very good.
My bad.
Go ahead. I'm just listening to how long we be talking. So either Larnell or Kenny can take the next spot. I'll just go last on this.
Yeah, go ahead, Larnell. You can go ahead.
Okay.
All right, that's cool. On the subject of what now?
I'm trying to figure out what
Ambrose
Asylum
in general.
Yeah. How you feel about how this segment went out? I thought it was pretty dry in the beginning, but it turned out it ended very well.
It's the same thing I felt with the promos. The shit was kind of just, it's time to move on. Let's get to the point of it. I don't know what the hell y'all was watching, but that Roman shit was trash. It was better than
what
it usually was. It was trash. It was better than what he usually do, but the shit was still trash. It still went back to, I'm the guy, blah, 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 beat me, I'm the chick.
He said
the same shit. He's been saying the same
thing. If you really listen to it, though, he kind of showed a little bit of humility by saying that I got to beat you to be the guy. So he's, in a sense, kind of saying that Seth is the guy, which I kind of still agree with.
He said the same thing to AJ. He's repeating the same thing. I've not heard nothing new since he's had a title and a promo.
Saying that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. It's the same thing.
But no, that's the finish to his promo. He had other shit between that. It's just the finish. That's what Roman, all his promo is based off of, I'm the guy. That's not his finish. He started.
Yeah, he was still saying that in the sense of dialogue. That's not really a slogan, I don't think so. I always hear him saying it in the sense of more dialogue. Like, he's just saying it.
Yeah, you just, I'm the guy. And if it is his slogan, it's a terrible slogan.
It ain't interesting. It don't bring me in.
Yeah, it doesn't
bring
me
in. They had a whole thing with Triple H and Seth, like doing the man thing. You know, they didn't have anything with this whole the guy thing. Like, the guy turned in. It's pretty much like Vince. Like, that's straight Vince with this whole the guy thing.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But, wait, so Ken, go ahead, yo.
Yo, I liked it, honestly. I really liked it. I like that. I like the finish of what Ambrose was talking about. I could be in the match with you guys. I liked it. That actually made me want to root for Dean to win so I could see a triple threat match. So I'm looking forward to Money in the Bank. I like that. I think
that
it's the show, but it's fine.
That would have been crazy if it would have ended the show. But I think I didn't have a problem with it. It definitely started out slow to me. I was looking forward to more of a. All right, we're going now. Like, they're saying whatever they need to say. Dino, I'm not really a fan of Dino on the mic. He has his moments. Definitely has his moments. Like, 1 to 10,
I'm
I would give Dino a spurtability is what I call it, man. But I'll give him a 7.9 as far as Mike goes. You know, he has times where he says, like, really, really, really cool stuff, but then it's other times where it's like, all right, he's just winging it right now, and he should have memorized a line. But it was obvious we were all waiting for Seth. We're still waiting for Seth, and that's...
I think Seth should have been the babyface in this feud.
Hello?
No, you're good.
Oh, shit. Like I was saying, I think Seth should have been the babyface in this feud. Because if you listen to what they're saying, Seth sounds like a complete babyface. He doesn't sound like a heel unless he's trying
to. Anti-hero. Anti-hero. I'm feeling anti-hero.
I don't feel anti-hero. Anti-heroes don't disrespect the crowd.
But that's the thing. He's trying so hard not to, you know what I'm saying, take what they're saying in. But he, you know,
but
he's
his promos—that's what he's giving off. Like he's trying to make them hate him, but you're pleading a sympathetic story. So it's like they should have just made him face until Money in the Bank, and then have Triple H come out and help him win the belt.
What? When you have to think about this, imagine this was instead of Roman, John Cena, for instance. John Cena wins the belt, blah blah blah, earns it, such and such and such. He comes back saying, this is my belt, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? He's going to still look like the heel in the sense that people want John Cena to be the champion, so on. Well, I'm saying majority, you know what I'm saying? But it's Roman, so the fans who are booing him and all that stuff don't want him to be it. So when they see Seth, who are on the internet and they know, you know what I'm saying, they really like him for as a wrestler and such like that, other than his personality, or his character, they like him more so as a wrestler, they're going to cheer for him because they like him, what he brings to the, you know what I'm saying, the ring and all that good stuff. So that's where I think they're cheering for him because he's back and they know what he brought when he was champion and all that such, other than him being a heel. I think it's now that we see that a lot of the people are cheering these people today more so for their wrestling skill other than for their character now. We're booing for a weak character but cheering for great wrestling skills.
You're right. But what's next? What was after the Ambrose Asylum?
I think we had the women's match. We had Charlotte versus Paige. Paige got the win, which I thought was something shocking. I think this is going to be something leading to maybe her in the title picture soon. What you guys think?
I don't think so at all. Because she won like 2 months ago the same way. So I was like, you made your champ lose on TV when she's at her biggest. That doesn't make any sense. It really was just, that was just like a really bad screw up by creative. I would not have made her won at all. I mean, Charlotte would have won, but couldn't do the loss.
Charlotte, the loss she suffered was okay. I mean, she's that type of heel. They want to have some type of, she's playing this squirmy, cocky type heelish. So the win to show that there might be a little messed up in the relationship is okay because in the end, she'll come back and they'll get it together by the time the pay-per-view comes. Charlotte should be the champion, no bullshit. For at least
yeah, I like her as a heel. She's a real good heel. I like her as a heel.
Yeah, I think she should be the champ at least a whole year.
Whoa, buddy. Buddy.
She's far ahead of her competition.
Yeah, but she has other people she'll go against. Paige is a good wrestler. Becky's a good wrestler. Bayley, when she comes up, she'll be fire. Sasha, fire.
Comes back.
But most of these people you name it are damn near just like a reskin of the same diva mode. Paige, Becky and them, damn near the same. Just with a different accent and different clothes, but it's definitely
well,
the same. Like,
I don't know where that's coming from.
Oh, that's me. But damn near everybody, diva's the same.
Nah, I can't. No, I don't agree with you. Nope.
Yeah. They're literally damn near the same.
How?
Right.
Just in the Becky's.
Just
the main divas are different.
I have no idea what the fuck just happened.
Yeah,
WWE got all that shit.
Becky and
Becky and fucking Paige are like the tough girl, the tough chick thing going on. It's the same shit.
What was you talking about? The Divas Revolution?
I really don't want to harp on this too long. We only got like 5 minutes left. I know we're going to have to put a little bit longer time for the next show. But let's move on because this is something we weren't really going to harp on too long. Let's go on to the Money in the Bank setup. We had the tag team match and then leading on to going into the end with Dean Ambrose and Chris Jericho. How'd you guys feel about the tag team match and how'd you guys feel about the ending of the show?
Okay.
Woo!
It's going to be Kenny Mannell. I'll go first.
The tag team match was I really didn't care for it. Seriously, I did not care for it at all. The ending of the match, I expected like a whole big brawl and everybody was to be out and then somebody else comes in. I was expecting that because that's what it's set up to be. But it was just Chris Jericho with his legs crossed like a little girl holding the briefcase. That shit was just garbage.
Yeah, I thought that was mad stuff.
If we got 5 minutes left, then everybody should exchange numbers. We get on this four-way and do that shit so we talk this shit. Just to build on it. But,
that's
all I got to say. Charlotte should keep up. We should be close tonight.
Only thing that really matters to me is when the fuck Bray Wyatt's going to get here. I'm really tired of waiting and all these subliminals. This shit needs to hurry up and speed up.
Where the fuck is Bray?
I don't know. He's just been trolling motherfuckers on Twitter.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next. Right now, what you feel? How you feel about the tag team match? How you feel about the ending of the world with Chris Jericho and Dean Ambrose?
The feud shit is boring. It's tiring. It's worse than the Roman shit. And the tag team shit was cool. I didn't really pay attention to it. It kind of lost my interest. I was kind of disappointed that they had Darrell doing the bell shit, and he didn't use a hammer. That's the whole
he
held it.
He held that shit like a true Mexican, son.
But yeah, so I was disappointed. I thought you hit a nigga in the head with the hammer and it never come true, so that kind of disappointed me.
Yeah, nigga, hold the whole. I hate Del Rio with a passion. I can't stand him as a person. His character, I just hate Del Rio.
Hold on. Watch your mouth, perro.
Yo, if I go to Raw when it comes to Brooklyn, I will stab him. I cannot stand Del Rio. I just can't.
Yo.
I can't.
Security about to get your ass.
I mean, I'm mad he didn't page through, though.
What up?
Go ahead, man. How do you feel about the ending? How do you feel about the tag team match?
All right. Well, wait. Now, the tag team match was Del Rio.
Yeah, and Kevin Owens.
I liked how they were fighting back and forth. That's good psychology for the match. I think that's really, like, the only thing I can really remember. Against the Bocce Dragons, was that who they was fighting? Yeah, that was them. Did they even do a corkscrew tonight? They had a couple spots where, you know, he did a Swanton Bomb and
he almost missed that shit completely. He barely
hit him. Yeah, he didn't even hit him with the back of his head.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck the thing. That's what I hate the Bocce Dragons, yo. Like, both of them, like, they both of them are the same, right? Like, both of them, you know who they are? Every time I see them come out, I swear to God, that's them Gwala niggas. I swear. But,
Gwala niggas.
I swear, that's them. You're not going to see them tagged up in a match. They're not going to be fighting each other, never. That's
all right, you got a couple more seconds.
All right.
A couple more seconds.
Hey, are y'all trying to move this to the hangout?
Oh, yo, turn up, my nigga. How are we going to do this?
Yo,
wait, what?
Hang out, whatever.
Who y'all got winning money in the bank? We're on the table. Kenny.
Dean Ambrose or Kevin Owens, one of the two.
Eddie.
Or Sammy, one of the three.
Drink it in, man.
Ah. And now, who you got?
It's pretty clear after the segment that Dean Ambrose is going to win it. So that's pretty much what we come down to. And remember, we don't fuck with Sean Gunn, Billy Michaels, a.k.a. Dolph Trash.
Get that nigga Ziggy the fuck out of who?
Mickey?
What's
his name?
Mickey?
I wish KO would win, but I'm agree with Linnell. After that segment, I see Dean winning it. So, this is, like I said, this is just a test run. We're going to fix all the kinks and such like that, and we're going to get back like, y'all money in the bank.
She's been crazy.
We out.
All right, y'all.
We out.